good-humoured banter and cheerful gossiping carried on into the warm summer noontide, a perfect accompaniment to the delicious feast. Having eaten their fill, the Dibbons ran off to play within the Abbey grounds. After a while, Sarah glanced at the sun's position and announced,
"We'll have to get going soon. Best be on the road afore we lose the daylight."
Her otter friend patted his stomach.
"Aye, though I reckon we won't need much feeding for a day or two. That was the nicest food and the best company I can ever recall. Thank ye, friends, for everything."
The abbot smiled.
"It was our pleasure. I knew you'd be going today, so I've had 2 packs of provisions made up by Grandmum Gerville. They should last you quite a time. Inside them you'll find all you need. The map, the poem telling of the location of Sister Amel's secret, and extra garments to wear. Now, is there anything else you two would like to take? Anything?"
Bragoon replied without hesitation.
"I'd like to take with me the memory of a sweet song. Martha, would you sing us a song to send us on our way?"
Sarrow added,
"Aye, go on, missy, put the birds to shame."
The hair maid's clear voice rang out into the still noon air. She sang for her 2 friends, as she had never sung before. They sat entranced by Martha's beautiful voice.
"I planted her gently last summer, all in quiet evening shade, within an orchard bower, her little bed I made. Alone I sat by my window, as autumn leaves did fall. Snows lay deep around. Bright stars came out above her, as to the moon I'd call. Take pity on my dearest one, my rose of all red wall. How the grass grew green and misty, soft fell the rain that spring. Summer brought her just one bloom, so white, so sweet and tall, with ne'er a thorn to sully her, my rose of all red wall."
Both the hardy old adventurers were sobbing like babes. Sarrow scrubbed roughly at her eyes.
"Come on, mate. Time to go. We'll push you as far as the gate, missy, so you can wave us goodbye."
They were met at the gatehouse by 4 Mould Whirl and Grandmum Gerville, each carrying a pack of provisions. Old Fred emerged from the gatehouse with a long, slender bundle, which he presented to Bragoon. The otter stared at the strange object.
"Thank ye kindly, Fred. What is it?"
Abbot Carroll answered,
"It is the sword of Martin the Warrior. I want you to take it on your quest for Loamhedge. Should you need a weapon to defend yourselves, you could not have a finer one. I trust you both with the sword, and I know when the journey is done, you will bring it back safe to Redwall. May the spirit of Martin go with you, my friends, and the good wishes of all in this abbey."
Bragoon bound the still-wrapped sword across his shoulders.
"You do us great honour. How could we fail with Martin's sword to keep us company? Go back to your summer feast now and don't fret. Me and Sarah will bring back Sister Amel's secret. That is, providing it makes you walk, Martha."
The young hairmaid's eyes shone with resolution.
"Walk? I'll do better than that. One day I'll dance for both of you. I'll dance on top of that wall, right over the threshold, for my heroes, Bragoon and Sarah Bando. I swear it upon my solemn oath in front of you both."
Bragoon laughed.
That's the stuff, me darling.
Sorrow swung a pack up on one shoulder.
So you will, Beauty. So you will. Goodbye.
They had only taken a dozen paces down the path to the south when Torrin came running up and threw himself upon Bragoon.
Take care of yourself, brother, and look out for Sorrow too.
Bragoon gasped for breath as he tried to pull free of Torrin's embrace.
We've taken care of each other since we was dibbins. If you don't let go of me, I'll get me ribs crushed before the journey started.
Torrin released his brother and stood weeping on the path. Bragoon looked away as Sorrow kissed the Otacook fondly.
Go on now, you great lump. Back to your feast. We'll be just fine. But keep this in mind, Torrin Widegirth. When we come back to Redwall, you've got to make us a feast as good as the one we had today. Promise?
Torrin ran back to the abbey, shouting,
Then today'll look like afternoon tea to the feast I'll make you when you return. I promise.
They watched him go inside, then walked to the south wall gable and struck off southeast into Mossflower.